Climate change activists scored a moral victory last week when the University of Utah's Academic Senate voted to shed fossil fuel investments. But some supporters say that policy can't proceed fast enough. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
The U's Academic Senate delivered its recommendations on Tuesday to the Board of Trustees. Now the divestment resolution goes to a panel with a mandate to make the most out of the university's assets. Phil Klinger is a U trustee. He's also on that investment advisory committee and pledges to weigh the broader implications of how the university invests its $1 billion endowment.
We'll try and be as careful as we can. We will try and do the right thing for the right reasons.
Geology professor Bill Johnson is outgoing Academic Senate president. He says the campus is divided on the best way to spur climate action. That's why the vote on the divestment resolution last week was so close. Johnson says there was overwhelming support last week on another resolution, one that calls for environmentally sustainable investing.
I think that is the consensus. Divestment isn't the most productive step. A more productive step is to work in partnership with industry and government to really make some strides towards carbon emission reduction.
It'll probably take months for the investment committee to review both resolutions, and it's not clear what direction the U trustees will take. Joe Andrade is a retired engineering professor who'd like to see more and faster progress.
The time for long, slow academic deliberation is over. We've got a real problem to solve, and nobody is addressing it with any urgency.
Divestment advocates say the university fears blowback from fossil fuel companies and a Republican-controlled legislature that's filled with climate change doubters. Judy Faze, KUER News.